It's not by mistake. We're making these relationships, and these relationships are really having a serious influence on our lives. And it's all about the winner's diet. The winner, you know what the winner's diet is, right?
What's that?
I have it.
And 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to The Real Social Proof Podcast with Mr. Sleepers for Suckers himself, David Shands. Let's get it.
Okay, we're on. We're on. Right back. Listen, we just had to bring him back. This ain't really like a podcast episode like that. It's just a, what would you call? It's just a reverb. Reverb ain't the word I'm looking for.
No, that's just like a, that's a attachment.
Just a little update. Like,
yeah,
we because you went crazy. Yo, since the podcast we had, yo, keeping it 100, you are officially king of car rentals.
King of car rentals? Ooh, that's a hell of a title.
You went nuts, bro.
Bro. Hey, yeah. Look, I just did what I can do. And then after that, it's all up to the people. I don't know. I just be telling them how I do it. I speak from experience. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot easier. It's no fluff. Because literally, it's a lot of people, influencers out here, they just, they hear one thing and they start teaching. But me, it's different because I speak from only experience. I don't teach nothing that I never did.
That's a fact.
So it's a little bit different. So I'd be like, oh yeah, I can speak full confidence because I know I did this. I've been doing this for years.
And you're still in the game.
For
so,
sure.
You know, a lot of people, they... they'll, you know, kind of get to a certain level and then they don't do the thing anymore. It's just, let me just sell the court, which nothing wrong with it.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that. It's just, you know.
It's too much money to be left on the table for me not to do it.
So you love this whole car rental, ride share.
Who wouldn't want to drive cars for free? Exotic cars. Like, who wouldn't want to be able to switch out from a Lambo to a Cullinan for free? I don't know who wouldn't. So that's why. I mean, it's super dope to be able to even have that as an option. But I'm in the leverage game. You already know. So whenever I get an opportunity to figure out how to leverage something that everybody wants, just imagine. It's like, oh, yeah, if you can get private jet, I can get that for free.
Yo, and
you
knew
what I'm saying?
Bro, I knew this man had a sickness because he just closed on his first house.
Right.
What? How much? What's your?
1.3 million.
Little mansion.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then my man's like, "Yeah, man, I'm renting it out." I'm like, "Your home, bro." Like,
for sure.
Yeah.
Mandatory, bro. That's a leverage piece, man. And I'm nomadic, low key, so it's a lot more simple for me because I move around. Like even in the Airbnbs that I already have, I already move around in those. Like I don't like to stay in one place too much. So I'll be like, I was here for.
But like when you close in the house, you're like, oh, it's my home, my castle. You don't like go through the house like, ooh, I want the pool table here. I want this here. I want my pictures here. You don't think?
Nah, all I thought was, how much money can I make per month with this? And how can I make this a free thing for me? And once I figured out how to do that and how I knew I can generate large amounts of income just by having a home, it was like a no-brainer for me.
Walk me through the play, man.
All right, so basically, I'm going to tell y'all the full game on how I got approved everything and what you guys need. That's how you give it to them.
Yes,
so either I got a business bank statement jumbo loan, meaning that is for entrepreneurs.
Hold on.
Business bank statement jumbo loan. Yeah, so it's all on business bank statements, meaning that they don't need your tax returns. You don't need to have exemplary credit. You don't have to have a prior home that was in that range. Literally, they're going to go based off how much you make per month, how many deposits only, not your expenses. You dig?
Yeah.
So they're pretty much going to add all of those up. They're going to take an average. And if your credit score is over 700, then you could put down 10%. If it's under 700, it's like 680, I think, is like what you need for it to be just 15%.
Right.
If you want to put it in your business name, it's 15%. So you just put down 15% as your DP and you can get the house. All business bank statements. They're literally not going to have no tax returns. So in particular, you need 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just to give the full game. They're like, so if it would have been courses for me, it wouldn't have been possible because I've only been selling courses since December. So, so you need 2 years of business bank statements. And if you want to get that high, it doesn't have to be a $1.3 million house like mine. You can get any house that you want. You know what I mean? You can get a townhome. You can get an apartment.
Hold on. You can get an investment property too.
Right. So what I did was, I did that too. So I got my crib, $1.3 million house. And then I found another property, $1.6 million in Lindbergh. So we ain't closed yet. So we closing. But we
got to get
another crib for sure. So it, immediately.
What are you doing out here?
Look, immediately with that same loan. That same approval, you can use the same exact loan you already got approved with, right? And go get another investment property. You just got to put down 20%. So if you're in position...
With the same approval.
The same... They'll send you a whole nother approval, and then you go and put down your offer. And if you get it under contract, you're ready to go. You just got to put down 20%. So that's going to be in the business name.
So 20% of 1.6, that's 320.
Right, 320. Put down 320.
So you only had to put down 10% of the 1.3, so 130.
Right. So around 130. And it's got the closing cost in it too. So it was like around 150. So yeah.
Interest rate though, because right. It seems like your interest rate might be crazy.
It makes it lower. And that loan, it makes the interest rate like, because they I'm adding in all of the insurance to the homeowners
insurance, for sure.
But it's very reasonable. So to give you, I'll be transparent, my mortgage every month is $8,000 for the $1.3 million house. $8,000. So me, I'm just seeing how I'm going to make that make sense, right? So I put down a little, you know, the 160 or whatever I put down. And then after that, we're putting it on Airbnb, VRBO, HomeAway, right? So all of these different platforms, we use SmartBnB.
Mm-hmm.
That's just an app.
What's SmartBnB?
SmartBnB is an app that we use literally that's going to put, it's going to put all of those different websites in one place and the calendars are going to be in unison, right? Mm. So I won't be double booking. Like if I want to go to Expedia, if I want to go to Airbnb, if I want to go to, you know, HomeAway, I don't have to worry about that. You know what I'm saying? It's going to literally be the calendar scheduled perfectly and I'm just getting bookings for it. So that means after I do, like I'm going to do a housewarming and after that, then it's just rented out. And I'm going to put it at like $2,000 a day. And I've got relationships with different like helicopter companies to where I just made it to where I can charge extra by throwing a free helicopter ride in there, which is not going to be free. I'm going to pay for it with how much they pay for night. Right. But I'm like, oh yeah, everybody.
Hold on,
books.
Hold on, you're going to throw it. So I book your...
If you book my place at Airbnb, I throw in a free helicopter ride just to give the extra perk. So I know I'm justifying my $2,000 a night. Not only are you getting a crib in the middle of the city, that's a mansion, but you also going to be able to get a helicopter ride for free. That's going to be a hell of a vacation. Somebody coming to Atlanta, why wouldn't you stay with me?
Where do they fly into on the helicopter?
It's a helicopter company. They fly over downtown to Buckhead in Atlanta.
No, I'm saying, where do they take you?
What do you mean? Where do they
take you? Are they taking you to the house? They drop you?
I'm telling you, I thought that far. So I got a structural engineer. He's coming to see if it actually can sustain the weight on the roof. But if it were to be able to, then they would get picked up from the house. But they haven't came yet. So I can't say that. You know what I mean?
You ain't playing, bro.
But no, just because I just got to be able to. So imagine after I got it at $2,000 a night and then I throw the helicopter ride in there. You give me $2,500 a night and then you get a free helicopter ride, right? So now after a few reviews of doing that, man, I can go ahead and sit $3,000 a night. You know what I mean? And it'd be justified because I got all the 5-star reviews.
So you go low, $2,500, get the reviews, 5-star, people loving it. And then you slowly increase it.
Yeah, it's just the demand is going to be more higher because once you got those reviews and they see that price mixed with the reviews, they like, oh, people are paying that. It's justifiable. Versus they like, oh, he's starting off high. He don't got no reviews. Got to play the game. That's the same thing for Toro. Hire a car and get around. You got to know the review game. You got to start off low, get people loving you, over-deliver with your service. That's why I'm over-delivering with the helicopter ride, right?
Yeah.
Clearly, it's a very, very nice house. I don't have to do that. But nice house, rooftop lounge.
Experience.
Crazy. You know what I mean? That's what it is. You provide an experience and we over-delivering. Every business model that I do, I got to have an over-delivery method in it. So I'm not just going to just give them the place. I got to over-deliver. I got a helicopter ride. We're going to have a handwritten letter on the door right there saying, hey, thank you for coming and stopping at my place. If you need any directions, Miss So-and-so, Mr. So-and-so, so they can feel personal. They can feel like I love their business. So they're going to come back to me. Nobody else. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So that's the key. Over-delivery.
So, did you close? You closed on the first house already.
Yeah,
are you
closed,
living
it's
in
done.
It?
Yeah, I'm living there now.
How do you feel?
It's nice. It's nice.
But you're not attached.
Nah. It's the same as the cars. People say that about my Lambos and stuff like that. Right. Man, you're not your Lambos, man, blah, 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 blah. They be like, they worry about if it get into an accident. It doesn't affect me in any way. Like one of my Lambos got an accident the other day. I bought it for $240 and then the insurance paid me out $290. Like, why would I be worried about insurance?
Why would
it's
worth
pay you? More. It's worth more. And then also I understand that you can throw in like things like my wrap. So my wrap, it was the $10,000. I had a satin chrome wrap, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the high price stuff. You get chrome wraps, satin chrome, it's like the material is real expensive, right? Mm. So I know that if I get that kind of wrap and then it gets an accident, I get that money paid back
you
to me.
You paid $10,000 to get it wrapped?
Yeah. But that's just how much they cost or how much they worth. So that's just whatever the invoice says. If the invoice says $10,000, let's just say if I did get a deal and I paid $7,000 and I got $10,000. Either way, when I get that insurance claim paid out, they're going to give me $10,000.
Hey, so you made bread on the accident?
Yeah, always. So if the car gets into an accident here in Georgia, if the car gets into an accident, I can do a depreciation of value claim. It's just reality. So once the car gets
explain
prepared,
the depreciation of value.
So basically, to explain what depreciation of value is when a car gets into an accident, that goes on Carfax, that goes into the car history. So once that goes on there, it makes the car worth less. Mm-hmm. So that amount that is worth less, I need to get a check for that. So your insurance company, whoever took liability, those are the ones who are responsible for paying that. So in Georgia in particular, you literally, if it's your fault or if the other person's fault, it doesn't matter. You still can do a depreciation of value claim. Therefore, every single accident that my car gets into, a claim will be done. Does that make sense?
It does.
For Lambos and i8s and things like that, it's high. So my i8, one of the last one I got paid out was $25,000. Lambo, I got $60,000 for a fender bender. So if it got hit, it got repaired. Once it was repaired, we did a depreciation value claim. And then they gave us $60,000 depreciation of value because that's how much it was worth less.
And how much did it cost you to fix it?
It cost like maybe like $20,000. Nothing crazy. It was like the fender. So it was like the back fender and the bumper. The bumper was still good. The fender was messed up.
They mess up the you get, it gets in an accident.
Mm-hmm.
They give you $60,000 for the repair. It costs you...
No. This is what happens. The car gets into an accident. Mm-hmm. Someone takes liability for it. It's either my insurance company or the person who hit me, right? Whoever took liability, whoever accepted the liability is who I'm going to do a claim with after the car is repaired. So they're going to repair the car regular, right? So after that's done, I'm going to do a diminished value report. Send that into the insurance company. They're going to pay me out what it says on a diminished value report. It's not always 100%. Like, they're going to just agree with you. Right. Sometimes you got to negotiate.
Right.
But either way, it's going to be somewhere around that number. And most people like you who don't know nothing about it, you won't even get the check at all. See, me, I'm going to, instead of getting a 60 I was supposed to get, I might get $45,000 for a Lambo getting in the fender bender. And then the car's going to go back out in the road and make more money because Lambo makes $40,000 a month. So I'm going to make my $40,000 a month normal. I got a $40,000 bonus for the depreciation of value, and it's still going to make money for me over time. And then, like I said, if I actually, like when the car actually got totaled, I got paid $290 instead of the $240 that I paid for it. So it's like, I'm never worried about accidents and stuff like that. That's what a person who doesn't have the knowledge worries about. Me, I know the game.
So actually, our Corvette got in an accident, as you know, because my wife, she's, you know, pregnant, and we're like, all right, well, we're going to get all the cars to y'all.
Okay.
And, yeah, hold on. You just called him something else. You didn't call
him.
What did he call you? He didn't call you Mitchie. We call you Mitch and you Mitchie.
Well, yeah.
What does he call you? What did he call you?
He called me Sean.
Sean.
Yeah. I mean, he's my brother.
That's some cool branding y'all got going on.
He's my brother, he's like, but our last names are Mitchell, so we go by Mitch. The reason why I started going by Mitch is because I was in law enforcement. As you know, I used to work in jail, so I was going by Mitch for a long time.
Right.
So he worked at Grady Hospital, and he was an officer at Grady, and they called him Mitch. So for a long time, all the people who he met was calling him Mitch. So he still goes by Mitch, and I go by Mitch. So in our circles, he takes Mitchie.
That's crazy. I got to separate
it. He can literally use his first name, but, you know, it's something that you're used to. And then it's going to be weird if he's correcting people that have been calling him Mitch for a long time.
That's pretty ill, too, because y'all jobs really gave the brand name to this multi-million dollar organization y'all running.
Nuts. And then, like, you know, it's so crazy because he runs the rental car business now. So, and they're looking for me, and they're like, am I talking to Mitch? Yeah, they are, but it's not me. So that's who they think. So it works out. But yeah, you know.
Back to my story.
Your Corvette.
So yes, the Corvette. You know, while my wife was pregnant, we just kind of JV with y'all, and it was just working out. So y'all send us some bread every week,
right?
And it got in an accident, and we actually made like an extra $6,000 or $8,000 on the accident. Here's the crazy thing: I don't even understand where it came from. I just remember. All right, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you can keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headache, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. Access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. It just makes sense. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit from NetSuite? I know you see it. Listen to me. If you have everything scattered in business, you cannot grow. And Everything is more expensive when you have more and more processes layered on top of each other, more and more softwares. You got to get out of that. And it will improve efficiency and cut costs. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/socialproof. That's netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof.
They paid us more than we had to pay out. Right. And we was up like $6,000 or something like that.
Right, right. Well, it's just the
because part. I wouldn't have known it, though. So y'all did something. I don't know what y'all did.
I didn't do anything. We didn't do anything.
I mean, but it advised Dre. So he's like, yo, make sure you get this, make sure you get that, make sure you ask this question, things of that nature. So right. y'all really like ushered us through that process.
Yeah,
so
no, it's very simple for us. We just make sure that everything is done that's supposed to be done in that. In that case, like yeah. Clearly y'all car is in our possession. If anything happens, we're going to make sure it makes sense. Otherwise, then nobody will ever work with us.
Yeah, oh, that's a fact. That's
but
a fact.
No, I mean, but
yeah. Oh yeah, my BMW is out of the shop. We had to get some stuff done. So it'll be coming right back. Just to let you guys know.
Yeah, we got a new warehouse. It's super dope. We're going to be having an event there.
That was crazy. Because I started getting, what was we making per week on the BMW? It's like something, was it like $600 a week? Something like
$600 a week is good. How much is a car note on that?
Bruh.
How much is the car?
The car note's like five something.
$600 a week. That's 4 weeks in a month.
Every single it was wild.
We got a lot of those type of cars we keep going, like, and we want them to go out weekly. So like the Jeep Wranglers, you know, BMW, like X Series, we get them things going by the week and we never see them for years at a time. I don't know.
Do y'all still do Toro? Do you still do Toro?
We have a rental car agency. So Toro was the way we funneled customers to our business.
Well, I mean, the steps of going from Toro to like, do you teach this in your program?
Yeah, for sure.
So, because there's a lot of people that's on Turo, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And we know the buzzword Turo and all that, right?
Yeah, that's what people call our course, the Turo course, but that's just a part of it. It's not even the whole course. That's just what people, that's the name they're most friendly with.
So, one, maybe people are watching this for the first time. Explain what Turo is and what you do. Okay. We didn't even introduce you.
Oh, so we got to reintroduce me. Okay. I'm Pushman Mitch. You already know. One of the biggest rental car agencies in Atlanta. I got cars in Orlando, Miami, Houston, and LA. So basically what I do to do that is I basically get into JVs all across this globe.
JV?
JV, a joint venture. Yep. Instead of me going to set up in LA, instead of me going to set up in Orlando, instead of me setting up a whole warehouse in Miami, I simply just go and shop. Mm-hmm. I go and shop down in Miami and I find out who has very good customer service, who checks IDs, who does everything that I do in my company, or better. And then I literally shop with them and then I tell them what I do, who I am. And then I'm like, look, can I give you like two or three cars, bring a car down here and you can rent it out. You can get it at a wholesale rate, like a cheaper rate than it really would go for. So you can make money on it and charge on top. And then, you know, I just broker their cars too. So that's all I have to do to infiltrate their thing, right?
Oh.
So let's say if you are coming from Atlanta, you're going to Miami and I get the wholesale rate down there for their Cullinan. So the Cullinan go for like $2,000 in Georgia. Goes for like $2,000 a night. But down there in Miami, they go for like $1,000, $1,200, $1,500 because it's so competitive. It's cheap. So if you go down there, you used to paying Georgia rates. You go down there, I'm like, all right, cool. Give me the same rate. $2,000 a night. I got you. I'm going to have you lined up. They're going to meet you at the airport, everything. So I'm brokering their cars now because I made that relationship with them. And then I'm able to use every car in their fleet versus just the one or two I gave them. So I do that all around just to make sure I'm making money anytime any of my following is going out of town. And then we make sure we're eating off all those deals. You know what I mean? So it's pretty good.
Dang, bro. So, because most people, they have like a car and they'll rent it out for, you know, personal use. But like, you really expanded. So walk through the steps of from Turo, renting your car, to being on Turo. And then how'd you get into the agency model?
Got it. Okay. So Turo. So for those who don't know what Turo is, it's clearly a peer-to-peer app where you rent out your car to a regular person. It's like, if I own a car, I can put it on this app without having any prior experience. Mm-hmm. I can literally take my personal car and rent it out to another person who wants to come in and drive a car, who needs a rental. Mm-hmm. It's quite simple. It's like the Airbnb of cars, right?
Right.
So, but simply what it does is it does everything for you. Like if I was a startup person who didn't know anything about it, it's going to do my calendar. It's going to do the booking. It's going to be doing the vetting of the customers, finding out people who want to get cars. It's going to send me everything that I need. Mm-hmm. So I don't got to do no work. All I got to do is have the car and have the app.
Right.
So how I got to a rental car agency is I started being able to establish relationships. Like I told y'all before, I over-deliver in all my business models. So I make sure they only want to come rent from me. So after a while, you got a few cars and all your cars are rented. And now you got more customers than you got cars. So I'm starting to take my own, you know, I'm taking my email list, I'm taking my phone number list, I'm retargeting all of these people who are shopping with me, giving them discounts every week. So then what starts to happen is you start to want to say, hey, look, I don't want to give Toro my cut, their cut no more. I want to just take it off for myself.
Toro cut is heavy, bro.
But, you know, it's a necessary cut. Because when you go into your own business, you have those expenses as well. Yeah. But when you go into it, like I did, when I originally started, I didn't start off as a business. I just started off as a regular guy, like doing it personally. So I didn't have a company. So I started a company. I started funneling customers off. I started taking it more seriously to where they were calling me. They're like, regardless of what's on the app, I want to see what you got. They ain't even calling no more.
We're getting that too now. Right. That's crazy.
Yes, they're like, forget all the app stuff. I want to rent from you. What I got to pay? Mm. So now you want to see how to legitimize yourself, like legitimize it. So all what I got to do is get all the stuff in order. So clearly you got to get a company. You got to start off an LLC, an entity. So you got to get your state license. And then you got to get your county license. Mm. So what that looks like, state license, county license.
License for what?
To have a rental car business. So you got to have a license to do business. So like when you start an LLC, that's not a company, it's not a business license for your county. So let's say, where are we at? DeKalb now?
DeKalb, yeah.
So if I started my LLC, it's for the state.
Yeah.
But you need a business license for the county too.
Okay.
To stay in compliance with certain businesses. So it's not every business is necessary. But for my business, it is necessary.
Yeah, for sure.
So I get the DeKalb County license as well. And I get my license to do business as a rental car company. And then I go get a surety bond. Surety bond is something that if you were to get sued by any of your customers, it's going to pay out that amount. So it's like $10,000 surety bond.
Right.
You don't have to pay for that outright. You can use your credit. Right. And it's something that you just have on tab.
Oh, so they're saying $10,000 is your deductible.
No, it's like they'll pay that out.
They'll pay the max.
You won't be paying the $10,000, but that's what you need to have in place. You can pay for $10,000 straight, but you'll just use your credit and based off your credit with your monthly payment for your $10,000 surety bond to stay in compliance.
Gotcha. Is that per year?
No, it's not per year. Once you pay the $10,000, you got the surety bond and you're good. So you're in compliance. It's pretty dope.
Okay.
So you get a $10,000 surety bond for your company, for your rental car company, and then you want to go and get your commercial policy, right?
Okay.
So for rental car companies, it's very unique. It's not like going to get fleet insurance like for like a regular company. Like you have a company for the studio, and if you go get fleet insurance, it's not going to be like a rental car because I'm going to be renting out to other people.
Right.
You're going to be driving it as a regular leisure car for your company.
Right.
So it's different. So that's for hire car insurance. It's totally different.
Mm.
You can't just call companies and get it. You got to literally get an insurance broker. So you can literally Google insurance broker in whatever your city or whatever it is. You can do it outside of your city too. They can find it. But just make sure you get an insurance broker and they'll get you a hire car insurance policy. So it's it varies based off of your record and your history and all of these things come into play where you live, but it's not cheap.
I can imagine.
To be in compliance, at least have one car in your fleet covered with a commercial policy. And then once you have all of those things that I just named, then you go to the DMV and then you get a rental car license. You don't need a rental car license to rent cars out, but it's just something for you to have extra perks. If you get a rental car license, you can get the 8-digit number that you can go to like Manheim, all the other auctions, and go to auctions.
Oh, so you can go to auctions?
Yeah, you can go to auctions and get cars from the auction. And also, you can get what's called a rental car floor plan. So just like how you get a floor plan if you have a dealer's license, you get a rental car floor plan where you can literally rent the cars out that you haven't paid for completely yet while you're still paying for them. And the lender is okay with it. And that's a rental car floor plan.
Wow.
Yeah, for sure. So that's what you know, that's the
I've never met somebody so knowledgeable about this car.
Yeah, that's the perks of the rental car license, though. Really, some people really don't need that. And that's what makes it cool. It's a privileged license that they can revoke. So you got to make sure you stay in compliance with all of those things that I said. If you do, you're good. And then you can just do your thing.
This reminds me of like maybe, and I don't know if the story started out like this, but like, let's say Enterprise Car Rental Company, right? Mm-hmm. Probably a person who rented his own car or their own car and then say, yo, I want to go through the process of being a real company, right? And just step by step, car by car. Because every company has a story like that. It's not like, yo, Enterprise, like, yo, I got $100 million, I'm going to start Enterprise.
Right.
It may have. I don't know.
It's never
that way. But it's always a story of a regular person who now owns Enterprise Rental Car Company. So that's what I see you doing right now.
Man, what? I'm back in the garden. every time I'm back in here, bro, I feel like I'm like in Madison Square Garden, bro. Because it's just because it's you. It's the dopest thing ever.
Is that like what you see? Your desire to
like
have
to just have like a bunch of franchise, like.
Yeah, like when you go to the airport, you do Enterprise, you do Avis, you do Push.
You know what? That is something that I think about.
Push Exotic. You can't get exotics from the airport like that.
Nah, you can't. And it's for good reason.
What is it?
It's for good reason. Because most people who come in from the airport, these are normal everyday consumers. The exotic car customer that you want to target isn't going to probably be necessarily those people that's coming in through the airport all the time.
But if it's there...
I mean, if it's there, it's going to get attention. It's going to get people. It's going to get leads.
Would you do that, though?
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't I? If the opportunity made sense to me. It's all about positioning and timing and things like that. I got to be in position. The timing got to be right for, you know, what we're talking about. And then I would do it, of course. It's a no-brainer.
But you do still teach people Turo, because that's like ground. That's like first level.
Yeah, I mean, so Turo is a part of the process to get people in the game to understand how the money comes. Mm-hmm. I know when you first put your car on tour, you was like, damn, that's easy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You're like, yo. But the thing is...
I think everybody has that story, especially after like watching your episode. I know mad people that did it, and they wasn't ready yet. Yeah. It's like, yo, I put it on today, and it got booked today. Like,
right, yeah. That's the coolest part about Turo, Hire Car, Get Around. All these different platforms you got, like Avail. It's so many different. With Turo is the household name. Bitcoin. Like, everybody know what Bitcoin is. Right, crypto. It's like a whole bunch of cryptos.
Right.
But that's what Turo is like. It's established itself like Uber instead of Lyft. Like, Uber's first, Lyft second. You feel me? Right. But that's what Turo is like. But it's just something that's simple for people to grasp, and I can show you how to do that. But the reason why I teach it is because the mistake is if people say, oh, yeah, I can just YouTube how to do this, and then I can go rent a car out. But really, you can't. Or you could, but it's going to take you a whole long time to line up all the things that you really need to keep going for a long time.
And mad mistakes. Yeah. There's so many things. Man, I'm talking about just talking to you about rent a car. Like, there's so many things that, like, even me having cars right now, if I talk to you long enough, I'm like, oh, crap, I ain't doing that. Oh, wow, for real. Oh, man. Every time I talk to you.
Man, look, I got so many people that come out to me. Man, Mitch, I follow you, man. I got, like, 6 cars on Turo. I'd be like, bet, cool. So, where's your car at now? I don't know. I mean, the customer got it. And then they'd be like, what do you do if somebody doesn't bring it back on time? I'd be like, you don't have a tracker in there? They'd be like, oh, yeah, no, I don't have a tracker. I think the GMC has a tracker in all the cars, right? I'm like, you. Have no idea where your car is. But, you know, that's a key point. Like, it's just something that they don't, but when people start talking to me, I know if they have my course or not. Because they won't even ask me those questions. They won't say nothing about, they literally know. I know when they got to, if I get on live with somebody, oh, I'm following you for 8 months. I'm one of your biggest fans. And then they ask me a question. I'll be like, there's no way you have my course. And I already be knowing because I'm like, you should get it. And they'll ask me all the questions that's on the course. That's how you know people need to know it.
Right.
They're already doing it. Right. I got 10 cars. I just need to figure out how to do this. Oh, that's in my course. That's like lesson one. Right. You know what I'm saying? But it's just because it's the longevity. Mm. Like anybody can get on Turo, put a car on there and rent it out. But how long? How long before it gets into an accident and you don't know what to do?
Yeah.
How long before... you know, you go out there, your car gets stolen, and you don't know what to do. Right. You go do a police report, and you don't know what to do.
Right.
Because people are not getting claims fulfilled. There's, like, people who literally getting their car stolen. There's people literally not knowing what to do and say how to literally set their car up, the pre-trip photos and things of that nature. We don't have no problems getting... I have not had... Because I made the mistakes early.
Yeah.
I don't have no claims denied, never, off Turo. They paying me.
Really?
And they paying me the day after. You dig what I'm saying? So I'm not never worried about that. That's why it's never going to be insurance. It's going to be an issue for me because I already took all the L's to know how to move.
Right.
It's never going to be Turo not paying me because I already took all the L's. It's never going to be Hire Car. I already know what it is. I know every single step that I need to do to make sure that they're going to pay my claim out. I know all the paperwork I need. I know how my photos need to look. I know the engine lights can't be on. I know that I can't have no recalls. Mm-hmm. I understand everything that I need. I need a tread depth reader for the tires to make sure that if somebody were to say or mention that my tires were bald, that they're going to investigate and I'm ready for them to investigate.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you see those feature photos with those tread depth readers? It's over 432 tread depth. Oh yeah, pay me out. You feel me? But you wouldn't know that if you didn't take the course. But if you did, you would know.
That's a fact.
You feel me? And then you're not going to be called, bitch, man, I don't know. Yo, it's crazy. You're never going to have that issue because you're going to be able to swim. Yeah. Without having to worry about sharks.
Here's the biggest question, and I know this is it. So for the person who, your car's on Turo, you might be making some money. And then somebody comes from out of town and says, hey, Dave, I want to book your car. And then you watch the episode with Mitch, and you're like,
What's up, podcaster or soon-to-be podcaster? Get ready to level up your podcast game because the number one podcast education summit of the year is back, and it's bigger and better than ever. I'm talking about the second annual podcast summit happening on July 4th and 5th in the content creation capital of the world. You already know, ATL, baby. Atlanta, Georgia, going down July 4th and 5th. Two full days. Imagine this. Imagine you getting all the game you need to take your voice, your brand, your business to the next level. Imagine getting all the insider tips. Imagine getting all the know-how that you've been craving for the last 2, 3, 4 years where you're talking about you're going to start a podcast, but you haven't yet because you don't have the tools, you don't have the tips, you don't have the tricks. I don't care if you're just starting or you're a seasoned pro. This summit has something for everyone. Picture you mastering the basics of setting up your podcast or unlocking the secrets to grow your brand on social media. We're not just talking about podcasting here. I'm talking about you want to build a long form catalog, whether it's skits, movies. We got people talking about script writing. This is an incredible experience. Imagine discovering the art of securing these lucrative sponsorship deals. And that's not all. Learn the ropes of creating a pitch deck that has sponsors knocking down your door. But wait. There's more. This isn't just a summit. This is an experience. I'm telling you. Rub shoulders with industry leaders. And you got to network with the other people that are doing what you're doing. All the guests that have ever been on Social Proof Podcast, I'm giving them a free ticket. And in exchange, they promise me that they're going to sit down and do short interviews with you. We got podcast booths for our VIP members where you can sit down, pull somebody to a side, and you're going to create content in real time. I know what you're thinking. How do I get a part of this podcasting paradise? Well, it's simple. All you have to do is head over to podcastsummit.com, grab your tickets now, but hold on. Because I have something really, really special for you. I got a little treat for my early birds, people who take action. The next 20 listeners and only 20 listeners who get your tickets right now, okay? I'm not only going to give you 20% off of whatever ticket level you get 20% off. But if you use the promo code BIGDEAL, it'll take 20% off immediately, but I'm also going to allow the first 20 people listening to this right now to be able to bring a friend, bring a teammate, bring a partner for absolutely free. You get general admission, they get general admission. You get VIP, they get VIP. Whatever ticket level you purchase, you get to bring a friend, partner, colleague, boo thing for absolutely free. Nothing extra required. My team's going to reach out to you, get your partner's name, or if you don't have the person you No, right now, yet, you got time, no pressure, you get us back. But use that code BIGDEAL, that triggers to let us know you get to bring someone for free. So don't wait. So secure your spot at the number one podcast education summit in the country. Join us July 4th and 5th in Atlanta. Let's turn your podcast dreams into a reality, y'all. Head over to podcastsummit.com. Use promo code BIGDEAL at checkout and get your tickets now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to take your podcast to new heights, take your brand to new heights, take your business to new heights with this unprecedented offer, okay? I'll see you at the summit. And don't forget to use promo code BIGDEAL.
Can I do it off of Turo? But the fear sets in because it's like Toro's the big homie. You feel me? They cover us.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
So it is, but somebody said an interesting question to me. It's like, yo, you pay insurance on the car, right? I said, yeah. He said, and then you pay Toro for insurance. I was like, yeah. He said, why you pay both of them? And I didn't really have a good answer.
Well, there's a certain type of insurances. There's personal insurance, which you have for the car. Mm-hmm. That's personal to you. Mm-hmm. That's not to everyone. Mm-hmm. That's one. So once you understand that, then you understand why you're paying Toro for insurance. That's an easy answer.
Okay.
Because Toro has commercial insurance liability up to $1 million for other people.
Gotcha.
So that's what that car insurance for. That's for hire car insurance. There are certain places that offer peer-to-peer rentals, like State Farm is doing one now. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of companies are going to, because Toro is here to stay.
Right.
Yeah, right. Peer-to-peer rentals is here to stay. State Farm
Hold
is
on.
Making
so I can get, I can call, if I have State Farm, I can get peer-to-peer rental insurance on my car.
Right, you can call and do that. That's going to be more expensive. You can call and let them know that you want to do that to inquire about their policies of it. The only reason I know that they're doing it now is because they offered it to me. You know what I'm saying? They said, hey, man, you going to do Toro? And I was like, no, I'm not. And they were like, for a car that I wasn't going to do Toro with. Mm-hmm. So they called me and they said, oh, did you want that? I was like, nah.
it's so important that Black voices are represented in Black media for so many different reasons. And the next generation of Black voices and influencers from Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collections, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. And every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Smurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. I listen and I'm enjoying these conversations that are for us, by us. Black representation, again, it hasn't always been shared from our perspective. And Black perspectives haven't been censored in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as very nuanced and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen to the Black Stories, Black Truths on NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
That's why I know that they have that. And then there's another company called GMI Insurance that you guys can use for if you want to do off the app that will cover you peer-to-peer rentals off the app. So there you go. GMI Insurance. I know State Farm for sure. There's a few others. So please do your due diligence. Right. They're starting to, all of the companies are going to start to do it. You're going to see in years to come, Geico, State Farm. And me, I'm an advocate for the big insurance companies. I don't do no jinky insurance. I don't do jinky insurance. Y'all hear me saying that. I don't do no Peach State Insurance. Them little companies, it got It gotta be Geico, State Farm, Allstate. I play with the big boys because the big boys handle business quick. If I get my car getting an accident today, I call Allstate. Tomorrow, I'm lit. You know what I'm saying? You call Peach State, they like, oh, damn, my bad. I'm over here messing up the garden.
Now you got, let me push that. Wow. You lit.
Committee.
We back.
All right, so. So, man, understand that big insurances is very key. I don't play with those little baby policies.
All right, so what do I do? What do I do if I want to, my cousin comes in town, I want to rent my cousin my car?
If you want to rent your cousin a car, just put him on your policy as an authorized driver. As long as it, let me give you all the real game. Anybody can drive your car with your permission and be covered by those big companies. I'm going to say that one more time. Anybody can be covered in your car with your permission to drive. That would be called a permissible driver. And they will be covered in full. Doesn't matter if they're your cousin, your brother, if they had a driver's license, if they didn't have a driver's license. With your permission, and you have full coverage insurance, they can drive the vehicle. So that means they are a permissible driver, though, not a renter. So you need to know the difference.
You ain't gonna let the insurance company know?
Huh?
You don't have to let the insurance company know?
No, you don't have to let them know. Just if they get in an accident, you be like, they're going to be like, did you give him permission to drive? Like, yeah, I gave him permission to drive my car.
That was it. That was it on the, yes, yes.
Thank you. And they don't raise your premium or nothing like that?
No, I mean, they raise your premium based off of accident. That's going to be an accident going to you, not necessarily the other person. That's going to be on your insurance. So you will get points added to your insurance if you're at fault for an accident. If you're not at fault, you don't get points.
So you don't need to.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. So
Let me ask you, is there a benefit? Okay, my cousin comes in town. Dave, I want to borrow your car. Go book it on Turo.
Okay, so let's just say if he wants to, is he renting your car or is he borrowing your car? If he's borrowing your car, then it's a permissible driver.
It's the language.
It is the language.
Right.
If he's borrowing your car, then that's a permissible driver. If he's renting your car, that's totally different. So you got to know what it is that you're saying and what you're doing. So with me being clear, if they're renting your car, the benefit would to be to go through Turo or GMI insurance or a policy that allows peer-to-peer. If you are letting someone drive your car and you're giving them permission, simply giving them permission is enough. So when you do a claim and that person was in an accident, let's say Dave is driving my Lambo, he got hit right here at the corner, hey, what happened in the accident? Dave was driving my car. He got hit in the, on the corner. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. How do you know Dave? He has my permission to drive. He's my friend. Covered. You dig? Now, if they were to ask me directly if there was a rental, if it was a rental, I have to tell the truth. This is a rental car. He rented the car. But if you were just driving the car with my permission, then that's totally different.
Right.
So that's it. So there you go.
So they'd be like, yo, was they renting the car? I gave it to him. Like, he had my permission to drive it. Just like you ain't hear him.
No. I mean, honestly, I will never tell y'all the lie to your insurance company.
Right, for sure.
But
for sure.
Please do not state stuff. But
what would happen if you say yes, it was rental?
If you say yes, it's a rental, it's at the leisure of the insurance company, but that's a personal policy and you're using it for commercial use. So therefore, they probably won't cover you. So that's just the reality. So that's the reason why you would want to use a Toro. That's the reason why you want to use a GMI or a State Farm.
But you don't use Toro, so.
So me, I have a commercial policy.
But yeah. Before you had the commercial policy, you was renting off.
Oh, no. So I understand. So look, so if I can literally rent a car to someone using their own insurance if they have their own car. So if you have full coverage insurance with State Farm and you have a policy that is transferable to rentals. So I would call. That's anybody who rents cars from us.
Yes.
They call us. So we'll be like, okay, cool. Send me your license. Send me your insurance. They'll send me an insurance policy. I'll call the insurance company. Hey, does this person have coverage for transferable to renters? They'll say, okay, cool. Can you have the person? Is he there with you? Yeah, he there. Hello? Hey, yeah, you got permission to tell him what's going on. Yes. Okay, cool. So he has this type of coverage. So it is transferable to his rental cars. Okay, cool. What is the limit? Is it 100, 300, 100? That's what we prefer for exotics because we want to make sure that his property damage is up to 300,000. Mm. So that means that my Lambo is covered. You feel me? So that's what has to be in place for you to rent a car from us.
Right.
So you have to have transferable insurance to your own policy. And that's how you do it.
Yeah, yo, bro.
We can use their insurance.
Yes, so Mitchie's my advisor. Because the last time my friends come in town, he's like, yo, just call it. It can transfer. I said, really? Yo, that's just how I know. Like, you just upgrade all the time. Because not only you are the GOAT. Like, yo, Mitchie could be in this seat, too.
Oh, yeah, he could.
Slim could probably be here. Just give him the same game.
They could. And that's the dopest part about it. I got, you know, they my legs and arms. They are the company, honestly, like Slim and my brother. So they run it top to bottom. So they know everything. They call the insurance companies. So they know what to say.
Yeah.
They know how to ask.
He a wizard, bro. I don't even call you no more. I'm like, what am I supposed to do right now?
Nah, for real. They know, man, because it's you know, clearly we know where they learned it. You know what I'm saying? But they've been doing it for years. They do it great. And without them, I wouldn't be able to even move the way I move because they run my Atlanta company, which is my main branch. And then clearly, I got the other ones in JVs where I don't have to have much anything. I just, I understand a percentage of something is more than nothing. I really am comfortable with that.
Sure.
So we're like, okay, cool. They might say they want 60-40. I'm like, okay. Yeah. You can have 60-40. I don't have to do no work and you're going to give me money every week. I'll take it. Like, it's just with a car. I can get cars. I already know I can get cars like the drop of a hat. I can get cars like this. And then I know I only got to own them. I can come to you and be like, look, shit, hey, what you want to do? You want to break it down? Cool. So now I got another car. And then people going to reach out to me anyway because they know my knowledge of the game and they want to make money too. And they understand a percentage of something is better than nothing. Instead of sitting on a car, they like, you know what, let me give it to Mitch. I'll be like, all right, man, here, I'll put it over there in this. I'll put it in my Orlando market, make it make sense over there. I put it in my Miami market. I put it in my LA market, in my Houston market. And then it's literally making money for us where we ain't got to do no work. Why would I not?
And I got to wrap it up because I got to figure out how I'm going to get this Lambo and you just kind of advise me. But since the first time you was on the episode, the show, you had a course. And then you upgraded it. Yes?
Yeah, deluxe course for sure.
Tell me about the deluxe.
So the deluxe course has certain plays in there. It has credit in there, how to repair your credit, how to literally get multiple credit offers.
Because that's super important.
Oh, yeah. It's teaching
you how to, whole play.
Yeah, it teaches you how to get in position. That's what you need to be. Your credit should always be in position, point blank, period. So it teaches you how to literally prepare your credit report to be wiped. How to dispute them properly, has all the letters that you need to dispute anything off your credit report. It has how to get multiple offers, lines of credit, things of that nature with like one inquiry on your credit report. It shows you like the Bank of America play. It shows you things like it's all different tips that are not like intangibles in the course law. Like to knowing that on your listing, instead of putting it at your house, which you shouldn't do, like your Turo listing. You should put it in the middle of the city where everybody's going to be staying at. It's simple. Like that's a tip that you might not know. You'd be like, yeah, I just have it in my house. They pick it up from my house.
Right.
But no, that's a safety issue, for one, if you got a real nice car. Mm-hmm. For two, you want to have it in where everybody's going to be booking it. If you're going to be putting it in the middle of the city, that's where everybody's going to be looking for where cars are. Mm-hmm. So when you're traveling to L.A., are you saying West L.A.? Are you saying Beverly Hills? No, you're going to say the middle of the city.
Right,
you want to have it in the heart of the city. So when everybody's looking for cars, it's going to be able to pull it up. Because there's a radius. They have a radius. They're not going to go all the way to Vegas with the radius.
For sure.
They're going to go right there in the heart of L.A. If you're saying downtown L.A., you could put that in Toro, downtown L.A.
Yeah.
And people are doing that. I'm staying downtown. I want a car downtown. So it's just a simple concept. Tips like that. So I got like about 12 lessons on different tips, like small things that you probably wouldn't know that you want to know.
Right.
And then there's how you save on taxes as well in there. So there's a whole tax portion. I got a CPA in there. Paid a great deal to put everything on how you can write off all of these expenses. Everything in the car game, how you write off the gas, how you write off the certain weights of cars. Like if you got heavy cars like G-Wagons, race and things of that nature, you can write it off completely because of their weight. Mm-hmm. So you can write that off every year in taxes. It's smooth.
You like G-Wagons?
They're not for us. Like, We're too tall.
I mean, I don't even like the shape of it really, but everybody looks good.
It looks good. It has prestige.
No,
it does.
It makes me feel like a G.I. Joe truck a little bit.
Well, that's okay for me because I like Jeeps. So that's a G.I. Joe truck for real. That or like the H1 Hummer, the first Hummer.
Yeah.
Wow. A beast car. That's a man's car, bro. Like you hop out the back of that joint with a book bag going, you looking crazy. But I think those are dope cars. But G-Wagons in particular, the inside is very, very tiny. I'm 6'5". You like what, 6'2", 6'3"?
6'3", yeah. 6'2 and 3/4".
You're tall. I know that for sure. We're tall.
No, I'm just saying I can't claim 6'3". You know what I mean?
6'2", 3'4". If you got on LeBron, you're for sure 6'3".
Right.
So those cars, like our knees are like up in the dashboard. You know what I mean? You can get the G63, which would be a little bit more space, but still tight. So they're not really for us, but they look good to the eye. They have prestige when you pull up. You're like, it's a G-Wagon? He has a G-Wagon.
Right.
He's somebody important.
He's somebody.
So, yeah, you know, that's all it's for real. Because when I was over there on Rodeo Drive in L.A. just now, like, that's all I seen. G-Wagon. It's just like, I'm classy, but I ain't going to drive no exotic.
Right.
You feel me? Wow, I got a little bread, but I ain't.
I feel like I'm the only person that don't like them joints. Yo, and I was just pulling this up that since you came on the show, over 200 people bought your course. Did you know that?
Yeah, you told me that. Yeah, I did know that.
Do you understand the impact that you're having?
I do understand it, and I didn't understand
it. That's a lot of people.
I didn't base it off course sales. I based it off of traveling. And that's when I knew the impact. I was like, yo, these people know me, and they're literally thankful for what I'm teaching. So I was like, I got to go harder, way harder.
Yeah.
That's why I did the deluxe course too, like just to give them more information on top of an already complete course. Right. But if you want to even take it further and you want to learn how to really swim with the sharks, like I'm talking about like Michael Phelps, you feel me?
Yes,
I'm trying to get them to really be able to get busy. So I want to, you already know, my goal is to make a millionaire. So clearly I've made six this year, which is dope.
I've made six
millionaires that I know of. So if anybody else became a millionaire, of what I thought, y'all.
So tell me, hold on. Okay, so who?
Documented.
So give me some attributes of these six people. How did they do it?
I mean, it's in different ways. Because like if I was only teaching a rental car space, that would be one thing. But I teach business mindset and all that stuff in general. So that's why my mentorship is so fire. Because I'm going to give you an example of what my first exercise is in my mentorship calls, right? The first exercise, the first week, every one of my mentees has to join the most expensive gym in their city. Right?
The most expensive gym.
Simply for paying for proximity. It's the easiest one. So I don't got to make you say, oh, find a Lamborghini event. Find something crazy.
Yeah.
Easy proximity. People who are paying $150 to $200 a month to go work out. It's a reason for that. You can go to Planet Fitness.
I still don't understand the reason. No, LA but it's proximity. Is 30 bucks?
That's what I'm saying. LA Fitness is 30. Planet Fitness is like $8 a month.
Right.
But you going to pay 200? Why? Because it's proximity. You want to pay for a certain level of excellence. You want to be around people who are that type of way. You want to work out and be having golden irons and Q-tips in the bathroom instead of just water and soap. It's just reality. So since you want to be in that proximity, it might be a great space for my mentees to come network. So their homework is to go out and literally shake hands.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
And give swap information with every person in the gym just one day. 9 times out of 10, they join the gym, they stay, and they understand what I did. But what they do is, it's a simple thing. So normally the first week, they all never do it. Like, there's like one person who does it, and they're always rewarded. So I'll give you, so you know Jeff Trills? You know who that is?
Jeff Trills, no.
Okay, Jeff Trills is one of my mentees, but he's been around us. He actually did the Kroger giveaway with us, too.
Okay.
So he was in recession.
Maybe if I see him.
Yeah, he got the dreads. He has Go Hard or Go Homeless. That's his brand.
That's hard, actually.
Yeah, Go Hard or Go Homeless. It's dope. But yeah, he's one of my mentees, and he's an overachiever. So he went hard. He went on live and introduced himself to everybody in the gym. And then when he did that, he was immediately rewarded. Got to meet the owner of the gym, the owner of the Lifetime. And then not only that, but he got to be the daily operations manager. And then he was able to get his cars lined up in front with Rent Me signs on them, where 3,000 people walk by traffic every single day. So that literally got all his cars booked up 30 out of 30 days because he was simply able to go shake hands with people who was in position at that particular place. But it's just an exercise mentally to put you in the be able to speak to people randomly that you don't know. Mm. Not only that, but being able to swap information in a proximity where it would make sense. Yeah. You're around high-level entrepreneurs or business owners or people who can afford to pay $200 a month to go exercise. You might want to be shaking hands with some of these people. Because I understand that one of the key things to success for me was not only just me knowing what I know, but it's the relationships. Even my relationship with you, our relationships, like when I came here, I was on live with M500. Yeah. It's not by mistake. We're making these relationships, and these relationships are really having a serious influence on our lives. And it's all about the winner's diet. You know what the winner's diet is, right?
What's that?
I have it. I know you have it.
What's the winner's diet?
So the winner's diet is this. It's real simple. We can't control our thoughts.
Correct.
Right? Can you understand that?
Correct.
Like, I don't make my thoughts. Like, what I'm thinking about right now, it just came to me, right? It was given to me. But how did I get there? I really had to feed it. My diet is not only what I eat. It's clearly what I watch. It's what I listen to, who I'm around. So I can control who I'm around. I can control what I watch. I can control my Instagram feed. I can just delete anything that's not aligned with what I want for my life. If I want to be successful, I want to be a person who lives, a life full of options. I want to go to Tibet. I want to be able to go to Tahiti, wherever, right? I want to be seeing those images. I want to be seeing motivational speakers. I want to see financial literacy. I want to see dudes doing what I want to be doing. That's what should be in my diet. If that's all I'm seeing and all I'm listening to and all I'm around, what kind of thoughts are going to come to me? The thoughts that I need to get where I need to go. So the only reason people ain't successful or are successful is really their diet, their proximity, and what the distractions are. So if you can get rid of the distractions, you can really see that path real simple. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
It's crazy. So that's the winner's diet. Yeah, what? No, it's for real. I really believe it. Like literally, when I started hanging around only, like literally, I'm not out like that. But when I'm out with people like you. I'm out with people like Neil Davis. I'm out with Josh Cripps. These are the type of people who I hang with. And what are they talking about? What are we talking about? Ways to make more income, more impact.
Every conversation.
That's it. Every time we're around, it's like, oh man, yeah, you should be doing this. What? I've been leaving out just because I know you.
Right.
Just because I know you, I heard this bar. And if I wasn't around you, I wouldn't have heard it. Yeah. Therefore, I wouldn't have made this decision.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So it's like literally because I've been around and been able to see the value of it, I always teach that winner's diet. You know what I'm saying? It's nuts.
I've been telling people they need to start a podcast because you can have these type of conversations. Bro, I've been around so many people like you that just give the game. Mm. And obviously, we got into the car rental, because you know what I mean? Stuff like that. But I get to sit across. Like, I get to have the diet every week, though.
Nuts. Your diet is crazy.
It's crazy.
Your diet is crazy, bro. It's not the Kanye West diet.
Bro,
right
I get
here,
to see the money from every angle, bro.
Nah, for real.
Who would have thought that the car that's parked outside of your house
will make you a millionaire?
Man, that's
crazy.
Did
you think that?
No,
you
didn't? Never. Never could have, man. Like I said, when I started this, it wasn't even to get in the rental car game. I was just trying to pay my car note. That joint was high. I was like, damn, my Jeep note is like 500. That was high to me. I was like, this note is high, bro. I can't even justify this $500 note. So I had to figure a way. Now, luckily, you know, fell in the Toro, and that caused a snowball effect.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's the networking too inside of the car rental game. I rent cars to like Kevin Hart. You know what I mean? Like we got SUVs pulling up for Lil Baby. We got all of these celebrities, Jamie Foxx. And you know, you're networking with these people. You meeting their team. You meeting those managers, Rick Ross. And like you see, I was on a yacht with them. I was at his house. Mm. We did the chicken thighs commercial.
Yep.
We had the cars, all the Rolls Royces out there. That was us. And then we had, we went on a 200-foot yacht with Bitcoin Rodney, Angela Yee, Rick Ross. It's not by accident. It's literally a snowball. Like, I was able to meet these people, get in the rooms with them, and be able to make these things happen.
Mm.
And it's like, damn, why is this happening to me? It's not luck now at this point. Now it's just I'm understanding how to get into that proximity.
For sure.
I'm going to be around these people. Let me get around them and just say what I do, I am. You feel me?
I think some people move to Atlanta over and over and over and over and over again because there are certain cities. It's just, one, it's just not natural what's going on here.
No,
in this particular city. If someone says, yo, I want to get out. I want to grow. Yo, I'm thinking about coming to Atlanta. Don't think about it anymore.
Just do it.
Because you're going to, like, you'll be out. You're going to see Mitch. You're going to see Maddie. You're going to see us out there.
Right.
You feel me? And, like, there's always some sort of event, something that we're going to.
Literally.
And you just be around.
Drove down to go to my house in the Rafe, and I see Lambo come by. Lambo, McLaren, Rafe. It's Brad, Neo,
right.
Gooch. And, oh, yeah, just turn around. Come with us. I'm just like, what? Where are y'all doing? Why is this happening? They're just doing a Sunday ride out. This is just millionaires riding down the street and just enjoying their lives. But being able to be in that, around that is nuts. How
and all look like us.
You know, and it's us. That's the craziest thing ever. Like, and I be traveling a lot, man, and I don't see it. And that's what I do on my free masterminds. When I travel around, I do these free masterminds, right? And that's what I really preach. Because, like, oh yeah, we're not like Atlanta. I'm like, well, y'all can make it. Y'all can create that. I said, I came here, I did a mastermind. I caught 3 hours before this. I said, I put out that I'm gonna be here, and all y'all came. That means y'all hungry for it. Y'all wanna be in that. So since that's the case, y'all don't gotta wait for me to come in town to do that. Y'all can get up together right now and start getting spicy. What's up? Yeah. So now I got a spot. Like, they got Pushman Mitch DMV, and then it's like the DMV Executors. It's their Instagram.
Wow.
And that's like, that's just one of the many that are doing that. But they get together every week. They go to like Topgolf. They power up, build up. And they're showing me their Toros joints. And they're going crazy. Like 40 grand, 50 grand, 60 grand. Some people don't make that a year. They got their profiles. All of them. They lit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, it's crazy that, like, I'm able to help this happen.
Yeah.
Like, who can really wake up and say, yo, yeah, man, you know, I help people make money for a living. That's so dope. Help people believe in they sell for a living. That's what I really do now.
Right.
Like, I own companies. I got, you know, credit repair companies, rental car companies, things like that, whatever. But this is what they feel like, what you passionate about? That's what they ask me. I'd be like, I'm not passionate about none of these companies. It's just a way to make money.
Mm.
I said, what I'm passionate about is helping people make money. That is way more dope. So, you know, I was talking to a lot of us who sell in courses and things like that. It's some people insecure about that. And I think it's hilarious. Oh, yeah, and then we only make money off courses. Like, who cares about that? Who cares? Like, there are people that literally start a business and literally keep making money from you only. I'm taking your money.
Right.
You come to my restaurant, I'm cooking for you, I'm taking your money. Yeah. I want you to come back too I can take some more. But when you come and shop with us and buy our courses, we put money in your pocket and we keep putting money in your pocket. It's the reverse. We got the dopest job ever.
Ever.
Ever. I ain't never going to be it. Look, we sold 200 courses. That's it.
Two something.
Oh,
it's two plus.
Hey, look, for all them 200 courses we made, look, we got people who making way more than what they spent.
That's a fact.
Look, we got my course is what you call. I don't even try to sell my course. But if I were to try to sell it, I would say my course has an automatic ROI, return on investment.
Mm.
Automatic. Because if you're paying $2,000, you're going to make that within the first couple of months. It's guaranteed. Yeah. I'm sorry to tell you, with a Prius. You feel me? So if you can't justify paying that to make change your swag, I don't know what else to say. I can't say it no easier. You can have a Prius. You can have, look, if you got a newer car, put it on Toro. And if you ain't ready to really jump out there, cool. If you got an older car that has excess mileage, it's okay. You can put it on a higher car. Mm. They don't care what the mileage is.
Bruh, you put me on a higher car play, bruh. They took it was a 2016 ES350.
Mm.
Yo, I ain't see that joint for months.
Man, what? I got students
they
that
pay
literally
every day.
They pay cash for their cars. They seen our interview. And I said, yeah, I get the cash cars off this. They went and got two cash cars. Till this day, they seen that interview. I can show it to you, literally. The dude has not seen those cars at all. Both of those. Then he ran up the credit play.
They ran them out forever, bro.
He ran the credit play. Went out and got him an i8, an Audi Q8. He is killing. He in Detroit. He don't even know nobody else doing it. He out there getting spicy. This dude, he done came down here. Like, he's one of my mentees. He done came down here. He's like, yo, Mitch, I'm in town. But I picked him up in the I-8. We dipped off. I took him to Brad Crib and just put him in that proximity just so he can keep building. That's all it's about. Yeah. But I see he has the winner's diet. He follows you. He follows him 500. He is literally making his diet. And you can see the results.
Yeah,
it's not a mistake. So regardless of what anybody say, you can't tell me nothing. I don't care what nobody say. You better get that winner's diet.
Mitch, this is supposed to be 30 minutes, bro.
Damn, how long we been on?
Almost an hour.
Yo, you know what? We gonna finish it. We gonna do an hour.
We gonna do some more.
Let me leave it with the sauce.
Leave with the sauce.
I got to.
Hold on. Do we got a discount for the course?
Yeah. Promo code? Social Proof.
Social Proof.
Do we gotta get another one? Social Proof 2?
No, it's all Social Proof. People don't understand what I'm doing. I want when somebody comes on here to just automatically go to their website.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And put in Social Proof, and because you're a part of the family, automatic. We only got to say social, like you just go in, bang, you lit.
It's lit. Social Proof is the promo code.
Yes,
use that.
All one word.
So let me tell y'all something. So a lot of people worried about their credit, right? So you get your credit up, and then now you don't want to put cars on your personal credit. Mm-hmm. You know, I never recommend getting more than two, even though we know we can get an abundance of cars, right? We can get
recommend getting more than two cars.
No, it's just gonna mess up your debt to income ratio. And when you want to go apply for a house or regular FHA loan, not like the business bank statement loan, entrepreneur loan, which you don't need, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You can use it if you have 20 cars on it. But I don't recommend getting more than two for the person who wants to get like a first-time homeowners program and things of that nature, that debt to income ratio.
But after you get the house, you can go crazy. You recommend going crazy.
Make your own decisions, but my recommendation is never to get more than two on your personal. And then after that, go into JVs, learn how to start getting cars cash, get you a rental car floor plan, things of that nature, and get cars under your business. So when you first start off this thing, you need to start off as a company, right? Mm-hmm. So start off as a company. I don't even recommend y'all work in y'all company. Y'all really need to start with a system, start hiring off the top. Don't work inside your business because you're not firing your 9-to-5 to work another 9-to-5 for your business. But that's a whole nother thing. But reality, I'm going to tell y'all how to get them under. Right now, Bank of America has the sauce. That's just the reality. Bank of America has the sauce. They are giving away, even if you got a new company, less than 2 years old, they are letting you get up to 4 cars in your business name. New companies.
Mm.
How do you do this? You have to have satisfactory credit. It doesn't have to be great. It doesn't have to be excellent. It has to be satisfactory. I want to say 680 to 720 is a perfect score for you to really get busy in this. So if that's the case, you can go start a business bank account with Bank of America to set you up for success. Start a business bank account with Bank of America to set you up for success. And then you want to apply for the Bank of America fleet loan. You can do it online.
Mm.
It's going to be one inquiry. You can put in 4 applications with the exact same information and they will give you 4 different approvals if your credit is satisfactory and you can get all of those cars in your business name, right?
Okay.
Up to 75 grand, right? So now you got 4 cars up to 75 grand per business, 4 cars, 75 grand. You can go out there and run the play, rent them cars out, You know what I'm saying? So make sure you start a company with a general name. Don't let them know it's a rental car company that stops funding on any level. So you want to make sure your company is a general name like Dave LLC. All
right.
And you go ahead and get you a, you know, go ahead and apply for it online. Same exact info, four cars, 75 grand, business name. Only way it shows up on your personal credit is if you default on a loan. We are not default on a loan people. I'm talking to entrepreneurs who are doing the right thing, responsible, making money with their cars. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to default on a loan. So it's going to be on your business name. And therefore, your debt-to-income ratio is untouched. They do not have no idea that you have a car. And you can get four out of 75 grand. So that's the Bank of America fleet loan play. Get that while it's hot. Because anything that's hot like that, they're going to get on it, boy. But that's how we're doing it. So if you want to get some whips, man, it's a great way to get into the game and start it with a company, with a new company. That'd be the best start right. for anybody if you got good credit. So that's what I say, dude. Yes,
you want to come back on the show, right?
Mandatory. We did an hour. We said 30 minutes.
It was supposed to be 30 minutes, bro.
Yes, sir.
You're crazy. Now, I appreciate you, Mitch, man. Make sure y'all pick up the course. It's a link in here somewhere below. Hit social. Make if you put in social proof, you'll get a special discount. I don't know what the discount's going to be. I'm going to try to get it as much as I can. Don't worry, y'all. Just chill. I'm going to talk to them after we turn the camera off. Okay, we're going to get you taken care of. But put social proof in. Make sure you follow Pushman Mitch. He is literally changing the culture and how we look at assets.
I'm in the garden.
And liabilities.
I'm in the garden.
Bitch, we out of here. You got any last words?
Yo, listen. Change y'all diet. Change y'all circle. Change y'all mindset. And when you look up, man, I'm telling you, everything going to be changed. Everything from every option that you ever wanted, the life you wanted. It's not about being rich. It's not about being wealthy. It's all about having options. That means that you can get what you want. So if you want to get what you want, switch up your mindset.
There it is. We can't close it out no better than that. Do yourself a favor. Get you some social proof, okay? Meaning go build something, okay? Then bring it back to your community and teach them how you do it. It's the only way we grow. We are out of here. Peace.
David Shantz presents to you the Morning Meetup. Do you have an idea you need to get off the ground? Are you a small business owner looking to earn supplemental income or replace your current income? Come and join the most amazing mentorship and accountability group for entrepreneurs. Live with David Shantz himself. That's right. This is not pre-recorded and it's not a replay. This is live every morning, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. In addition to the live calls, you'll also receive a weekly individual Q&A call, a private Facebook community, access to all call replays, and access to David's list of resources and contacts. You need to be in an environment of success. So head over to themorningmeetup.com today for your $1 7-day trial. That's right, just $1 for 7 days of access to the Morning Meetup. Take massive action towards manifesting your dreams today. themorningmeetup.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.